So Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Ayin Dalda Masechta Schulim. Some of the topics we learned about include Misa Eisa Nipul, Ein Shechita Eisa Nipul. When an animal has an Abraham Adultal, a dangling limb, it depends. If it dies naturally, the dangling limb is considered a separate entity and is Abraham Menachai. But if it's slaughtered, the Shechita does not render the limb as separate from the animal, and so the Shechita is effective to prevent it from becoming tummy like a Nevela. Nevela Eitrefa Shechuta. When one slaughters an animal, whether the protruding limb of its fetus is considered a nevela and is tamei tumas nevela, or if it is considered a slaughtered trefa which is only tamei midrabanan and only for kachim. Ben Shmoy Nechai, a fetus that is born a month early is considered a nefel and is not viable. Therefore, slaughtering it is not effective and it's still considered a nevela. Ben Tes Chai, whether one can extend his hand into an animal's womb and slaughter a live, full-term fetus. Matzah ba'uber, if one slaughters an animal and finds a fetus inside, whether it is considered part of the mother or a distinct entity. The Gemara discusses shechita, whether it must be slaughtered, chelev v'giranasha, whether its fats and giranasha are forbidden, roivoy v'chayrishboy, forbidden relations and the prohibition against plowing with two different species together, dame, whether its blood is forbidden, liftes, whether one can redeem a firstborn donkey with it, and moina by rishon b'sheni, if the mother came into contact with something tummy and became a rishon l'tumah, whether the fetus is a rishon or a sheni.